Schaefer Landon here with Caden Coons, Norwalk's 4 event state qualifier here at the state qualifying meet in Indianola. You got the 100, the 200, the 400, and the long jump as well, Caden, your senior season. Just tell me about the preparation. I know you kind of talked about earlier on how you were aiming for 4 events. What kind of focus went into today, keeping it up for hours to prepare for each event?
Yeah, for sure. Started with long jump, obviously. At home, I made sure I was nice and fueled. Had a little burrito bowl from Costco. Shout out Costco. But long jump, I did one jump, and I would have probably won it with long jump, but my coach made me do 2 more just to kind of flush the legs up before the 100. So I did 2 more. Not a PR there, but the pit was a little bit uphill, so I know I'm happy with it. But I didn't do my finals jump, so that was something we did just to save my legs for the 100 and the 400. And then I got a little break, a little bit of a flush out with a little jog, and then warmed up for the 100. Took it out hard on the 100 and then kind of coasted through the last 20 just to save it for the 400. And the 400 got out a little bit slower, but with the wind, it kind of evened out and then went down to a 48 low, I'm pretty sure. And then just after that, making sure my sugar intake was high enough so I had enough for the 2. Just sitting around and then a little jog before the 2. And then got the job done in that too. So, all glory to God, of course. Without him, I wouldn't be able to do it all, especially in the course of, 3
final
hours.
Shout out my
teacher at my school actually gave me a electrolyte packet. I forgot one at school, but yeah. Shout out to Jerome, man. Yeah.
Seemed like you got out of the blocks a bit better in the 100 this time than last time you were at this this place.
Yeah. Last time my block slipped, so this time we made sure to bring our own block. So I got a little better. The time was actually about the same, and this time we had about a 25 mile an hour headwind. So very happy with the 10.9 in that conditions.
Last month when you were at the Blue Oval last, you had a historic outing. What's kind of the outlook going into next week and running back there, and what you're kind of just planning to do next week?
Yeah, for sure. I got a target on my back, I think, because winning 2 white flags is not something you see every day, but I feel like I can still go out there and just have fun, and got a lot of good competition to push me. And if I break records, I break records, but ultimately, the goal is to win. So if I win but don't break any records or anything, I'll still be happy with that. And if I run a good time and don't win, I'll still be happy with that, because we got a lot of good competition here in Iowa, and just looking to improve my marks and have a fun time doing it.
Caden Coons, congratulations on the qualification times 4, and we look forward to seeing you next week.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you.